Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and I'm so delighted that you decided to join me here on the show today. We are experiencing some cool weather in my neck of the woods, but it's very nice. I am enjoying it. I hope that you are enjoying things where you are. And I'm just delighted that you took time out of your day to join me right here on the show. As you know, our goal has been to do our best to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work, and you're probably wondering how we go about doing that. Well, we try our best to bring programming that's enlightening, informative, and entertaining. We bring topics as it relates to sales, branding, social media, business development, business trends, advertising. Oh, we bring a lot of different topics, but we also talk about relationships on this show because I do believe that we are relational and we need to know how to get along with people. So we talk about relationships on this show too. And for those of you who have been with me for a while, I say it all the time. Thank you so much. I just love, 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 love all of you. I'm giving you a virtual hug. You're the best. Thank you for supporting me for all of these shows, and we have done a lot of shows. And for those who may be new, welcome. Welcome to the show. For the last few weeks, we have been discussing or talking about business. For those of you who are interested in starting a business, or maybe you already have a business, we have been discussing managing your business. We first started out talking about, you know, if you're interested in a business, what are you supposed to do? How do you plan your business? So we discussed planning your business. We also discussed what do you do when you're ready to launch or get started with your business, and how do you take care of the day-to-day things, the month-to-month things, managing your business. How do you do that? And then what do you do if you want to expand your business, or if you want to look at new locations, you want to grow your business? What are some things that you need to do? We talked about all of that. And so if you missed that, all you have to do is just go to our archive shows, and you can hear that series. Quite a lot of information that we shared with you there. And today, we are going to be talking about marketing. For your business, especially digital marketing. And, of course, on last week we talked about how digital marketing is really a component of your overall marketing plan. It is a component of that. And, you know, what's so interesting today, and I'm going to share some statistics with you because I know some of you, if you have a business or you're looking at starting a business, you're probably wondering, why do I even need to be involved with digital marketing? Just plain marketing, you know, telling people about my business, putting out flyers, letting people know that I exist, going from door to door. What's wrong with that? That worked very well in the past. Well, if that's something that you choose to do, then that is your decision, if that's part of your overall marketing plan. But there are other options out there that you may want to consider that may, in the long run, be less costly, less time-consuming, and may even be more profitable to your bottom line. And if you're not using social media, maybe you just need to take a look at some of the important factors surrounding social media. And it's okay if you're not right now. The whole purpose of this show is just to give you information to give you some tools to put into your arsenal so that you can become more profitable. Now, one of the things about digital marketing and even marketing, period, it can be very confusing, overwhelming. You can feel really intimidated with all the data and information that surrounds digital marketing, and there is a lot of information out there. I remember preparing and when I was looking to get my certification in digital marketing, it was just a lot of information, and you're always learning. It's always something to learn, something new, and so it can be overwhelming. But it doesn't have to be. It really, really doesn't have to be. You just have to ask yourself a few questions and really get a sense of what it is that you're trying to accomplish. And I know some of you may be wondering, well, how do I know if this is something that our business really needs, and how do we apply it to our business to get real results? That's a great question. And not only that, but how do you achieve your goals, your marketing goals, without wasting valuable time and wasting money? And are you even sure you're going to get the exposure that you want? You know, because it takes time to come up with your content, to make sure that it's relevant. So are you even going to reach the audience that you want to reach, and who is it that you're trying to reach anyway? So these are just some of the questions that you might need to answer while you're taking a look at your strategy and your digital marketing for your company. But the good thing is, once you kind of have a bit of clarity as to where you're going, what you're trying to do, you're going to find that it may contribute to some wonderful success for your company, for your business. Now, one of the things that I think is important to know is for you to know the percentages, or at least have an idea as to who's on this playing field, who is actually in this huge digital marketing game, who is it that uses the tools associated with digital marketing. I think that's something that you need to know. And when we come back from this short break, I am going to share with you some numbers that I think you really need to know as it relates to digital marketing, so that you can kind of get an understanding as to this field, this huge, huge opportunity that exists for you. We'll dive into that when we come back, right here. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Thank you so much for joining me. It's always a delight to have you here on the show with me. And we are talking about digital marketing for your business and what are some things you need to take a look at. If you haven't made digital marketing part of your marketing strategy, is it something that you might want to consider? And you may be wondering, well, why do people even use digital marketing? And what is digital marketing? What does it consist of? Well, most companies, when they're looking at digital marketing as part of their marketing strategy, they're really trying their best to generate more sales. And there are platforms out there that are more advantageous to certain types of businesses, depending on the type of business that you're in. Depends really what social media platform or what digital marketing platform you may want to use. But let me share a few numbers with you, and this may give you just a little bit of perspective on why digital marketing is important. And as you may or may not know, there are approximately 7.67 billion people in the world. And do you know how many people out of that 7.6 billion have mobile phones or use mobile devices? About 5.1 billion people have mobile devices. And that's about 67% of the total population. And then there are about 4.3 billion internet users. 4.3 billion, that's about 57% of the total population. These are huge, these are important numbers for you to understand. And then, on in addition to that, if you're asking, why should I be in that playing field? Why should I even consider digital marketing? There are approximately 3.5 billion active social media users. That's about 45% of the total population. 3.5 billion people are active users on social media. And then there are approximately 3.3 billion mobile social media users, meaning those who use their mobile devices or their cell phones for social media purposes, 3.3 billion approximately, and that's about 42% of the population. Those are some really, really interesting numbers. And Hootsuite provided those numbers. And the reason those numbers are so important and they're so huge is because you have all of these potential clients, potential service users, potential individuals that might want to use your services, and you need to be in front of these people if you want to grow your business. You can get in front of these people. So out of 7.6 billion or approximately 7.7 billion people, over half of them have mobile devices, and more companies are starting to develop mobile campaigns, mobile advertising campaigns, because more and more people are using their mobile devices. So whereas back in the day, you know, billboards are very popular, the yellow pages are very, very popular, more and more people use their mobile devices and they're on the internet now. That is why you as a business, as a company, it's not a bad idea to consider having some type of presence on social media or within the digital marketing platform. So how do you know if this is something that you really want to do? Well, let's just take a look at a couple of other things. If you take a look at some of the marketing platforms that are out there, you're probably wondering, well, how many types of platforms are there as it relates to digital marketing? Well, most people only think of social media when it comes to digital marketing. They think about Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and what other smaller platforms there may be. But digital marketing encompasses more than just those things. And a couple of things, a few of those areas include SEO, search engine optimization, content marketing, email marketing. And some of you may be doing a variation of email marketing, paid search marketing, paying for ads on social media. There's what's called social media as far as organic social media, but then there's also paid ads on social media. Organic meaning that it's just natural. You're not using any type of form of advertising to try to generate viewers or clients. Website, personalizing your websites. And there's also public relations. Some people have online public relations as well as outreach, reaching out to targeted audiences via social media. So there are all types of channels within the digital marketing platform that you, as a business owner, can use to do your best to generate more clients, to generate more sales. And you don't have to use all of those platforms, or you may choose to use all of them. It just depends, of course, on your budget and on the staff that you have to make sure those things happen. So first of all, understanding the huge playing field as it relates to digital marketing and how it can enhance your company is really huge. Now, the next thing you want to take a look at, once you understand, wow, there's a huge platform out there, now how do you get in the game? How do you get involved in this digital marketing for your company as a component of your marketing strategy? Well, people get involved in one of several ways. Sometimes companies will hire a digital marketing manager or digital marketing professional to assist them in developing a plan. Or you may decide that you want to just jump in. You may decide you want to have a Facebook page, or you want to have a Facebook business page, or you want to just tap into a little bit of the social media, or you may want a channel on YouTube. It depends on what it is that you're trying to accomplish. But no matter what it is, one of the most important things that you need to have is content. Content. No matter what social media platform you're on, no matter what marketing strategy you decide to use, this is really huge. Your content, and when we come back, we're going to talk about why this is so important and what type of content you need to take a look at as it relates to your digital marketing strategy. We're going to take a look at that when we come back from this short break. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app. Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and we are discussing digital marketing as part of your marketing strategy for your business. Why is it important that you consider this as an option for your company? Who's out there on that playing field? We've talked about that, and why you need to take a look at digital marketing as part of your marketing strategy for your company. And when we left on the break, I shared with you that one of the most important things that you really need to take a look at when it comes to digital marketing is your content. And what type of content should you be looking for or using on your social media sites, on your website? Having the right type of content is very important if you want to have an effective digital marketing campaign. Because truly, truly, your marketing content, your content that you use can either make or break your strategy. And what type of content do you really need to be looking at? You need to look at content that is shareable. Shareable content. If you notice, if you're on social media, and if you're not, it's okay. But with social media, most of the platforms that are out there, especially like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, even YouTube, if you take a look at that as part of your digital marketing strategy, that's shareable content. And you want content that people will share because you want them to be interested in your company or your business. And sharing content or creating content, curating content that isn't relevant can really hurt your brand. So before you step out and look at any type of digital marketing campaign, you really want to make sure that you have taken a look at what is it that you're trying to accomplish with your brand. What type of content are you wanting to share to your target audience? And again, we talked about quite a bit of this in some of our previous shows. Who is your audience? Who are you trying to reach? What image are you trying to portray to those who come to your website or come to your social page, your social media page? Now, when it comes to social media, of course, you have to have a place to share that content. You need to know what is it that you're trying to say, but also not just what you're trying to say. And this is where a lot of companies go to the left, is they have something they want to say, but people aren't interested in what they're saying. Or you have not targeted the right audience, and they're not really interested in what you're saying. You may be saying something really, really good, but if your audience isn't the right audience for that message, it will not be relevant to them. So in previous shows, when I shared with you that it's really a good idea to have sit down and come up with what your vision and your mission and your goal is for your company, that is really going to help you decide what message it is that you're wanting to share on your website, on social media, you know, in your emails, in your newsletters. What message are you really trying to convey? So making sure that you reach the right people with the right message. And another thing that you probably want to take a look at, too, when you're looking at your content, does it help your audience? Is it helping them to answer a question? Or is it helping them to solve a problem? Is it helping them to get answers to questions that they have regarding a service or a product? But not only that, but is that content that they want to share? So depending on the platform you're on, we determine what it is that you might want to say and what you are hoping that your audience will be interested in. So how do you do that? How do you create content that's relevant, really relevant for your target audience? How do you do that? Most of the time when people share content, they share it because it made them feel a certain way. There was some type of emotional reaction. And it made them feel a certain way, and they wanted to share it. think about it. When you're on social media and you decide, oh, I like that, you push the button and you like something, or you decide to share something, it's because it made you feel a certain way. It made you feel happy, or it made you feel sad. It made you feel angry. It made you feel like, oh, that encouraged me. I want to encourage somebody else, so I'm going to share this. That's why you share information. It's because you think it's shareable and you think it's relevant. If it's not, if you don't think it's relevant, and if you don't share it, then somebody else may not think it's relevant either. That's why it's really important for you to know who your target audience is and make that content relevant to that market, make it relevant to that market. And is it useful and is it practical? One of the things that a lot of companies are doing as well, they're starting to curate content that tells a story. If you notice, a lot of the advertising that you see on social media and on Facebook, if you notice some of those advertising, they're short, they're to the point, and they tell a story. And millions of people seem to resonate with that type of information. So content that tells a story can be really helpful as well. Now, another thing that is really important about your content when you are putting content on social media or when you're putting content on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, it doesn't matter where you're putting the information. When you put that information on there, guess what? You don't want to do too much talking about yourself. You don't want to do a whole lot of talking about yourself. You want to make sure that you share others' content as well, which will be helpful to you. And it, not only will it be helpful to you, but it will be helpful to your audience as well. And when we come back, I'm just going to share a few final words about why content is so important for your company, relevant content for your target audience. Right here, this is Sharon.
Boy Day Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up, and you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulse.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon. Thank you so much for joining me today here on the show. We have been discussing digital marketing as it relates to your marketing strategy. And I will share with you how important content is for your company. Don't talk about yourself too much. Share others' information as well. Share information that's been curated by others. And also share some of your own content that you've developed as well. And again, try your best to make sure that it's relevant to your audience. That's why it's good to know who your audience is, know who your target market is, what is it that they're interested in. Take a look at your competition. What are some things that they are doing? What are some content that they're creating? And make your content useful. Make it very, very useful. And maybe content that also tells a story. And, you know, my dad used to tell me years ago, he said, you know what, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And if you're not exactly sure what you're doing, learn from others. Learn from others who may be smarter than you are right now in this area. And then one day you're going to be the smart one and you can share your knowledge with others. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you have a wonderful and productive week. This is Sharon.